Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, excuse me. All right, Prince of Pucks, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Not Chris Scheim. Not Chris. Not Scheim time. It is the Prince of Pucks. He's back and better than ever, buddy. You were celebrating before the show. I have not seen a score whatsoever. I know you like the Rangers. I like the Vegas Knights with
sure
Jack
did.
Eichel. How do things end up for night number one for the Prince of Pucks last night?
Let me tell you, Mutt. The Rangers won 3-1. Mika Zibanejad had 2 goals in the game.
Nice.
Excellent effort by the Rangers. They looked great. Vincent Trocheck, loved to see him in the Rangers jersey as well. And then the Golden Knights were tied 3-3 with the Kings going into the final minute. Well, that didn't last very long because with 46 seconds left on the clock, the Vegas Golden Knights took the lead 4-3. That's how the game ended. Jack Eichel did score a goal in that game.
Bang.
So your boy was cooking with gas last night. It was quite the night to be on the side of the Prince of Pucks.
What a nice night to wake up to winning bets.
Oh,
what a
it was
nice
awesome, especially because I was dead asleep by the time the Vegas game even started.
Oh, of course you were.
I was dead asleep after the first period of the Rangers game. And you know what? Woke up. It was nothing after period one. Wake up to 3 winning bets. Oh, baby, it's a day.
Profitable day for Chris Scheim in the hockey streets. It's what he does, folks. He is known for liking IPAs. He is known for looking jolly. He is known for hockey bets here. And on this podcast and on WEI, across the network, he just hands out winners, winners,
sure
winners. With that being said, Scheim, I have to admit, it doesn't feel like it's a year where you want to be heavily invested in the Bruins winning a bunch of games. It doesn't feel like a year where you want to bet the Bruins to go win a Stanley Cup championship. But for the NHL people out there, they're going to follow the Prince of Pucks this year. Give us your outline on the Bruins season, which starts on Wednesday against the Capitals. Your thoughts on the game tonight and your thoughts on any season-long ideas, bets, or themes for your 2022-2023 Boston Bruins.
Yeah, so I actually like this Bruins team. I don't love them, but I really like them. I think with one significant move here in the next couple months that they become a legitimate contender because basically come right around the new year, right around Christmas or so, Brad Marchand should be back. He'll be rested and healthy and ready to go on top of having David Krejci being back. I didn't feel like was a much of a plus, but it'll help so that come the postseason, basically, I do think the Bruins make the playoffs. They're minus 190 to make the playoffs, so it's not even worth betting. But I do think they make the playoffs. And Krejci helps in the fact that now you don't have to worry about the perfection line every single time, right? Because what would happen? The Bruins wouldn't score goals, so what would they do? They'd put Pastrnak with Marchand and Bergeron, and there's the perfection line, blah, blah, blah. It's useless now. Or it's not useless now, but you don't have to worry about it, okay? Because Pasta is going to play with Krejci at all times, and then that one significant move would bring in a winger to play with Bergeron and Marchand. So you're looking at a Bergeron-Marchand insert new guy line plus Krejci, Pastrnak, and either Zacha or Hall, depending on how Hall's season goes. I like that depth for the Bruins. I love the defensemen. I think Forbert's going to have another good year. I'm hoping Carlo takes a little bit of a step forward here. McAvoy and Lindholm is an awesome pairing. And I think Jeremy Swayman takes a step forward. So last year, the Bruins had 107 points. Right now, their points total is only 96.5. I actually like the over on the Bruins points total, regular season points total.
What are the odds on that?
Minus 130. So you're not getting the best, but I still like it.
It's been bet. That means it's been bet, though. That's not, again, with season-long bets and prop bets, when it's minus 25, 130, like it's clear that you're on a side where a lot of other people are on. That's not a terrible place to be. It's okay.
Yeah, it's perfect. So I'm excited for that, and I think we're ready for a good season out of the Bruins. I don't think it's going to be anything overly special, but I do think that they are going to make a run. And as long as they make that significant move, then I might be more inclined to look at Stanley Cup props for them.
Yeah, I mean, my general take was between the injuries and, you know, the lack of, as you said, the big moves here in the offseason, you know, I think you're probably onto it, sort of where this thing projects, and there's some upside in the back end, but going into it, it's tough to be like, oh my God, they're in the mix for a Stanley Cup. And I also think, and you brought up Krejci, like, you're sugarcoating it, Shime, because we talked about this either on the air or off the air last year, the idea that, like, the Bruins fans were pining for David Krejci to come back. And, like, he was going to be the answer, I think, sort of summed up their entire roster.
Yep.
So I don't think he's the magic wand. I'm glad people like the guy, but you expect he's going to come back from a year off playing overseas and be that David Krejci again? I'm not predicting
that.
Was,
it was a move that was to appease David Pastrnak, right? It's David Pastrnak wanted
to play with
his Czech
buddy. You're
trying to lock
him
up. Exactly.
That makes sense.
That's what the move was for, which is why I'm still hoping that they make some significant move here before the playoff run, right? And there's a couple guys I have my eyes on, one of which would be Patrick Kane. That would be a significant move. I think, like, the Bruins are telling you, yeah, we're going for it here. We're not messing around. You heard Cam Neely talk about the locker room on Media Day saying that that these guys are in it for Bergeron and Krejci. They know that their time is basically up and they want to make one last run for the guys. So if that's the case, if that's the case, the organization should feel the same way and they should sell out to make this roster as good as they can. And if that's the case, I would see a significant trade coming probably a couple months from now, right around Thanksgiving, would be my
guess. I do love the idea of a degenerate gambler, Chris Scheim, hoping that another degen, Patrick Kane, becomes a Bruin.
Yeah.
I do respect.
Right? We'll have to have him on the podcast if he does.
Still denies he bet at his own games. I don't believe him, but what are you going to do?
Hey, man. But yeah, so I think points total for the Bruins, I would bet over.
So over 96 at minus 130.
Yep. Bingo.
Okay. Anything else tonight? How about the game tonight?
Yes.
Scheim. Bruins and Capitals, underdogs on the road to start this season.
Yeah, they're underdogs on the road to start the season. I think the Bruins start slow this season, mostly. Just because, again, no Marchand to start. Most of their other guys seem pretty healthy overall, though. But I do expect a relatively slow start. However, I don't think that's going to start tonight. I think they open up with a win here tonight. I'm going to take the Bruins on the money line at plus 120. Again, I think Jeremy Swayman takes a step forward. I don't particularly love this Capitals team. But the other bet I am absolutely going to be making is Alexander Ovechkin to score a goal in this game. Anytime scorer is only even money. But like, this guy is just chasing 800 goals, and he is going to chase Wayne Gretzky's goal record. That is his plan. That is his attempt, and they are going to set him up in any way they can. Basically, the Capitals' best way to stay relevant is if Alexander Ovechkin is relevant. And so I believe he will be pummeled with opportunity to score this season. And so that's why I'm going to bet on the Bruins to win at plus 120 and then Ovechkin to score at even money.
All right, so there we go. So we have so two bets total for tonight's game.
Yep, correct.
Okay, Bruins and Ovechkin, writing this down. We'll keep you updated on that game during Mud at Night tonight on WEEI.
By the way, I also needed to give you credit.
The baseball credit?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll save that. We got baseball coming up. Okay. Hold your horses
I just want, you know, I'm
saving baseball.
I feel
for
like
last.
I'm getting all the flowers here. I wanted to make sure that you get your credit, Mutt. That's all.
No. We'll save baseball for last because I want to hit on the Patriots because you have to explain to me. I'm looking at the Action Network's public betting on the Patriots. Again, Wednesday morning, they're not one of the most bet games on the board. They're really not even close. There are a lot of other games getting absolutely hammered. Specifically, 49ers Falcons has been bet a ton here early. I'm surprised the Bills and Chiefs has not been bet as much, but Patriots-Browns being bet, 34% of the money, 34% of the bets, but 53% of the money So more of the money and fewer the bets, which means there is like sharper bets on Cleveland coming in. 34% of the bets, 53% of the money for the Patriots getting plus points, 66% of the bets, so two-thirds, but only less than half the money. So it's more money and sharper money in on Cleveland, and yet I'm seeing now the line has gone from 3 to 2.5 in some places, Chris Schein. Can you explain this, why the Browns are taking money, but some of these books are moving the lines here from 3 to 2.5 for Cleveland?
It's very similar to our over from last week, Mutt. The books were getting pummeled with money on the over, and yet the number kept coming down. I think
turns
the books,
out they were right about that.
Yes, and I think the books are probably right about this one. I told you yesterday, or it was either yesterday or the day before, I said if this line gets to 2.5, you bet your sweet ass I'm betting the Cleveland Browns. So this afternoon, when I go to place my one bet for Thursday Night Football, I will also be placing a bet for the Cleveland Browns at -2.5, and I will also be betting on the Bruins. But regardless, I will be betting on the Cleveland Browns -2.5 because clearly Vegas is telling you something. They feel a certain way, and they feel like the line should be a little smaller, and they're goading you into betting the Patriots as much as possible, and they're telling you that even though the money's coming in on the Browns, the smart money is on the Browns, eh, we're going to move the line down a little bit because the public is clearly not doing the right thing.
There are only two books right now that have it 2.5. It's three across the industry. We're talking again at 10:27 Eastern time on Wednesday morning, but DK is one of them. And I wonder, I always wonder, Sean, this is probably a really dumb thought of mine. I should ask somebody at DK if this is factored in. But people that want to bet on the Patriots, they can only bet through New Hampshire on DK. I wonder if they take like an exorbitant amount of money on local teams and that ever affects the general board.
Again,
it's a really dumb gambling thought. I need to run that by somebody at DK who actually know. But I do find it interesting. They're the only book right now that moved it from 3.5 to 2 outside of points bet. Which is based out of Philadelphia. And by the way, if you want to bet the Browns, it's -2.5 at -115. Patriots is +2.5 at -105. So you are suggesting to our friends today, now that it's a 2.5, you're betting the Browns tonight.
Yep.
You're going to bet New Hampshire. What's your Thursday night football bet as the money comes in on the Browns here for this game?
Well, so I'm still crafting it, but ultimately is I'm going to take – I can't believe I'm saying this on the air.
Do not say the over.
No, God, no.
Okay,
I'm taking the under because when a total has been between 37 and 40, the under is hit 18 out of 23 times. I think
I'm
that's
with
a tweet
you.
From John Ewing. 18-4-1, I believe, was the record on the under when it's between 37 and 40. It is currently 37.5. So I'm absolutely on the under. And then I'm also I'm going to take an anytime touchdown scorer out of Justin Fields. I know. Wild that I would ever consider to do that. But I think that he's kind of due. And also, DK has a promotion right now where you make a same game parlay and you get a free one back if you lose. So that's why I'm doing it, basically. I wouldn't, to be fair, to be clear, outside of the under, I would not bet on this game. Would not bet on this game. I want to be very clear. I would not bet on this game if I wasn't going to get a free bet back. I just want to make that clear.
You're betting for the $10 free bet back.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm taking my shot, and in worst case scenario, I get my $10 free bet back. So I want to be clear. Outside of the under, I like the under. Everything else is just what I'm tossing in my free bet, basically. Same game parlay.
It's only Wednesday. You go tomorrow morning.
Yep.
So you can craft this and let us know what's going on. But
yeah.
I'm with you. If I were betting this game, it would be it'd be on the under for sure. I think these are two really bad offensive teams. I think Carson Wentz kind of stinks. I don't think Fields stinks, Chime. I think he is a victim of a transition to coaching staff. We bag on Mac's lack of offensive talent for the Patriots' second-year quarterback.
The Bears are so bad.
Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet. I mean, I like David Montgomery and Khalil Herbert. They have a couple good running backs, but the receiving core is terrible.
Yep.
I think eventually he'll be okay, but not a very good group right now. If I do bet this game, I have not bet this game yet. It'll definitely be on the under. All the signs are primetime unders are good, and totals between 37 and 42, like you said. People inherently, it's like, oh my God, that line is too low. It's an NFL game on a route for points. The under is the way to play it.
It's a short week. It's
primetime. The under is the way to play.
Primetime unders are hitting ridiculously well anyways,
yep.
On top of it being a short week.
And it's two shit teams,
exactly.
By the way.
That's exactly the point. So I am 100% with you. I believe the under is the play. And it's now up to 38. On DK right now, it's 38. You're getting an even better number.
It's one of these things where, like, I understand it. Like, as a football fan, you don't want to sit down and invest 3 hours in a game that's going to suck. Mm-hmm. And so you want to bet over. At some point, we'll do some mini show on just the idea of it's okay to bet unders.
Do you want to know what I like to call this, Mutt? This is a set it and forget it bet. It's a bet I feel very confident about.
Wow.
But I have
like
no...
Like the Ron Popeil... What was that called?
The set it and forget it. Like the rotisserie oven. Yeah, the rotisserie.
Yes. Ron Popeil. Yes.
These are one of my set it and forget it bets. Similar to that Vegas bet last night. It's I'm going to play it. I'm not going to watch a single second of the game. I'm going to wake up in the morning, find out if I won or lost. But I have a conviction on the under. I just have zero desire to actually watch this.
I will probably I will invest my entire night in it, but it, just because it could be so bad, mm-hmm. I may have to watch a little bit.
Watch the train wreck happen. I get.
I'm gonna have to watch a little bit, and certainly I'm gonna listen to it like you all should.
Yep.
On WEEI beginning at 7:30. Any other Patriots related items? It sounds like the report today is that Mac is gonna try to be out there on the field.
My question for you.
I don't believe it, but go ahead. I defer to you. Go ahead.
So that with those reports out, is that why this line has come down a little bit? Like, do you think that's the reason why that they're kind of trying to? I don't buy it, but are they quote unquote trying to protect themselves?
I can't.
Can't fathom it, right?
I can't. I cannot imagine that. I can't imagine that Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. He's moving the market.
I didn't think so either.
Gambling guys who move the market. Definitely in the prop market, there are people that, like, when they post a prop they like, that line moves, like, in seconds. It's happening now, Shyam, in some of these, like, major websites that are focusing on props.
Yep.
Like, they'll post a prop in Discords and stuff like that, and the line will move almost instantaneously, which doesn't affect me at all because I live in a state where I can't legally live bet on props. But it's definitely happening. I don't think Jeremy Fowler's note on ESPN Insider today is moving in.
But I figured it was worth the question.
I'm going to say it again. I'm not a happy zappy, you know, zip and zappy guy.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks. They should not play Mac Jones in this game 100%. On Sunday.
100%.
Put him on mothballs. Let him get healthy. You're basically even Steven with Cleveland. Let Zappy play. Run the ball against. Amazing with the DVOA update yesterday, Shyam. I'm sure you saw this.
Yep.
When they played the Packers 2 weeks ago, Packers ranked 32nd of 32 teams DVOA rush defense. Last week, Detroit, 32nd, 32 teams DVOA defense. Because Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson gutted the Browns last week, now the Cleveland Browns are the 32nd dead last DVOA rush defense.
So what do you think
run
they're
going to
do?
Run the ball to Ramondre Stevenson. Get the bleep out of the way. Protect Bailey Zappe. And don't put Mac out there with Myles Garrett on the other side with a high ankle sprain. Week 2.5 or week 3 for 4 to 6 week injury. You're tough. We get it. I want you back, Mac. He should not play this weekend. Should not play.
You're 100% right. Because the goal here is hand the ball off. Don't turn it over. Bailey Zappe has already proved to you he can do both those things. So what do? You send him out there and you let him do that. You're not going to be, ideally, not going to be battling back from a 20-point deficit here. So Mac Jones does not need to play. And you know what? At the end of the day, if you lose the game, Bill Belichick has the excuse, well, I'm dealing with my rookie third-string quarterback. Like, what do you want me to do? But if you go out there and play Mac and you get dumped on by the Browns somehow, or he gets re-injured, then it's all hell breaks loose, and it is the worst PR you've ever seen. So ultimately, Belichick should just stick with Zappe, put Zappe out there, let him go.
Absolutely. We'll see how it ends up playing out in the next couple of days. We'll certainly know tomorrow morning. You know, we're going to get these great shots of Zappe on an ankle out there throwing, not Zappe, but Mac Jones in a bum ankle again. Like, he's going to jog. Oh, Mac jogged at practice today. Mac was out there for, it doesn't make any sense. So I protect him. But certainly if Mac does play today, or if Mac practices today and he is out there, it's going to affect the line. Like, I won't be shocked if Mac is out there and you get reports he practiced quite a bit and looked good. This line will be 2 tomorrow. Like, that will move the market, Chime. Him being out there on a Wednesday, Jeremy Fowler saying it today, doesn't move it.
And if
right?
the line moves again, I'm going to bet it again.
All right, now you want to give me credit. I know what it's for.
Yep.
By Houston Astros, who we bet yesterday. Now, we end up splitting this. On my end, we split, okay, because we laid the 1.5 on the run line at plus 105. They only won by a run. But they did come back to win. They pushed their team total well over 3.5 runs. That was a lock. And I guess I give you credit for a smart bet while you're in the great state of New Hampshire. You took my opinion and made some money on it, Chime. Explain to the people.
Yeah, so the Astros had just given up a home run, and they were down, I believe it was 5-3 at the time. And I happened to be in the Target parking lot in the great state of New Hampshire. And so I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to live bet the Houston Astros here at plus 180 because my good friend Mutt was very convinced that the Houston Astros dominate the Seattle Mariners. They were going to win this baseball game. It was not an insurmountable number by any means. So I said, oh, it was after the Crawford home run in the top of the fourth. So it was 5-2. They ended up scoring again and making it 6-2. I regret not waiting and getting an even better number, but regardless, got my number at plus 180. Then what happens at the bottom of the fourth? Yuri Gurriel hits a homer, to make it 6-3, and eventually, 8th and 9th inning, Houston Astros, they battle back, and they win 8-7. So, I hit on the live bet thanks to you because of your conviction on the Astros. I believed in my guy, Mutt. What did I do? I live bet the Astros and hit.
All right, so 1-1 in the baseball playoffs gambling so far. The one we hit yesterday was minus 130, so not the greatest result with the not covering the two runs on the run line. We're going back to... I want to bet the strikeout totals in this game today, folks, the Phillies and the Braves this afternoon. But at least right now, you can't do it. You know, so they posted Kyle Wright's strikeout total at 3.5, Zach Wheeler's at 4.5. And what you'll notice here in the playoffs, Shime, the strikeout totals are lower because the books have smartened up and realized if a guy is getting shelled, or even if he's not getting shelled, like a bad start, they'll take out after 3 or 4 innings. Like Verlander yesterday... pitched poorly for 4. He probably couldn't out for a 5th, but because they were down so much already, they said, oh, we're going to put you on mothballs. So strikeout totals are lower, and so people are betting the overs in strikeout totals. Kyle Wright at 3.5 strikeout total is minus 180.
Oh, wow.
Zach Wheeler at 4.5 is minus 185. So I can't do it. If you want to bump that up in same-game parlays, you want to play same-game parlays today at 437 for Phillies and Braves, one of two playoff games today in baseball, you're welcome to do it. I'm going to take a different approach here, and I'm going to bet in the first 5 innings – I want the over on the Braves runs. So in the first 5 innings, the Braves team total is 1.5 runs. I want the over on that. Now, it is minus 125, but my reasoning behind this is as follows. The guy pitching today for the Braves, Zach Wright, they are 16-1 in his last 17 games. The guy pitching for the Phillies today, Zach Wheeler, two things stand out when I go through my sort of looking at pitchers and their splits and everything else like that. His home ERA. Okay, so Zach, they're going to be in Atlanta today. The home ERA for Zach Wheeler, the Phillies pitcher, 1.86. Road ERA this year, almost 2 runs higher at 3.84. Batting average against at home, 188. On the road, 253. He gave up 5 home runs at home, 8 on the road. And very similar innings pitched, by the way, in both. 75 innings pitched and 78 innings pitched. Away and home, respectively. So he's not as good. Zach Wheeler had a very good year, but he's a much better pitcher at home. He also has some not great splits from a home run standpoint against the Braves. Acuna Jr., 3 career home runs. Arcia has 1. Travis Dennard has 1. Matt Olson has 1. Austin Riley has 1. There's a bunch of guys here who have had very tough stretches against Zach Wheeler of the Phillies, but there are guys at the top of this Braves lineup that have had multiple home runs against him. And if at 1.5 in the first 5 innings, Braves are going to be out for blood trying to get this series tied 1-1. They have one of their best pitchers on the mound, had success hitting home runs against the opposing pitcher. It's minus 125, but I want the over on the Braves runs 1.5 first 5 innings.
Okay.
That's my pitch to you on today's baseball playoff game.
I love it, and I ask a question. So the Dodgers this season have basically dominated the Padres. Am I wrong?
I admittedly, as an American League pregame host, do not follow the National League quite as closely. Although with the Phillies, I was invested in them, so I know a little bit more about the Phillies. So,
okay.
I will defer to you on any NL West talk, because I'm in bed well before those games are underway on most nights.
Fair enough. So yesterday, after I live bet the Astros, I also happened to place a quick little parlay, Yankees-Dodgers. That hit no problem, which was nice. I'm thinking about going back in on the Dodgers again tonight on the money line to pair with your Braves team total over here. 2-pick parlay, plus 174.
My half of it. I will defer to you on the second half. You
Kershaw's
found something
pitching
you like
for
to
the
bet.
Dodgers. He has like 2.28 ERA this season. He looks good. The Dodgers have outright pummeled the Padres for the most part this season. They're like the big brother. I wouldn't be shocked if the Dodgers just right on sweep this series. So I kind of want to take them. And at home, the Dodgers are 57-24. Like, they're so – this Dodgers team is so good. So I really like just to take Dodgers money line. Unfortunately, being minus 190, it's hard to straight bet it, which is why I love the idea parlaying it with your Atlanta Braves team total over in the first five.
All right, so we got some baseball bets. We'll have these throughout the course of the postseason. 1-1, admittedly, with the win yesterday, coming in at a little higher juice than we like. We got our Astros win. We're still investing in them to win the World Series. And by the way, it's very likely, and it's not a number you probably want to bet at this point because they're both up 1-0 in their series. But before it started, you could get a decent number. Not great because they were the favorites in both ends. But the number on an Astros-Dodgers World Series just matchup was pretty good, and I still think those are the two most likely teams to meet. So that's who you're betting you're betting tonight, one of those two teams.
Yep.
We'll get the American League teams are off today. They played all four games yesterday, and they'll go alternate back and forth, like AL, NL, the next couple of days here.
Cool.
So we'll get the couple of NL games today. We'll be on the Braves scoring early and the Dodgers, and we'll get some American League action tomorrow. What else are the people here, Chris Schein? What do you got?
That's all I got on my end today, Mutt. Kudos to you for helping me win some money on the Astros last night.
Oh, no. Kudos to you, the Prince of Pucks, being back in our lives, handing out winners.
I got to my my girlfriend also placed a couple bets last night. She hit on a nice little same game parlay in that Rangers game. So we were just cashing last night, Mutt. It was awesome.
There is a reality show, folks, with Shyam and his girlfriend just firing bets, driving to New Hampshire, getting some food, firing some bets, going home, watching on the couch. There's a reality show there, Shyam.
I think so.
I can see that.
There's some potential there.
What is it like when you like? I saw someone in like Twitch, like IRL in real
IRL
life.
IRL streaming, yes.
Like, why not an IRL stream of you and your girlfriend just betting for a day? Day in the life of betting with my girlfriend.
Betting on the Rangers. Toss the camera right on the dash. We discussing the lines. She's asking questions. She's placing bets. She's telling me what she's going to bet on. I'm going to explain things, and I'm going to bet on certain things. I think that's a great stream.
I would watch that. But before I watch that, I would subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. You can find us on Twitter, on BetQL. I want to give Shyam a lot of credit. He was super active yesterday on social media, tweeting out the episode, letting everyone know the Prince of Pucks is back. I love when Shyam gets on there. We are hoping to, again, be live on Twitch, both on Friday and Saturday. With some potential video there as well. You can go back and watch it or listen to the podcast there. We have Thursday night football bets to make tomorrow. We have the NBA season starting next week. We have the baseball playoffs rolling on. It's a fun time to be involved in sports betting, Chris Schein. I will say that.
It is an awesome time. Like, this is prime time season for us with basketball, football, hockey, baseball playoffs. If you're into college football, I personally am not as much, but if you're into that, that's another thing to bet on. Like, this is as good as it gets right now, Mutt.
All right, Chime Time. Enjoy the Bruins opener tonight. We'll recap it tomorrow morning. We'll do a talk around 10:10, post it after that, and enjoy. Beautiful day today, but there is some rain coming, Chime. So outdoor activities, if you're going to play Chelmsford Country Club, I need you to play today.
Okay.
Because it's going to rain Thursday into Friday.
Good just call. You know, I was thinking about playing today, so I'll make sure to get out today and not hold off.
All right, we'll talk tomorrow, buddy. Good luck.
Appreciate it, Mutt. Go Bees.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.